So which of these people would a criminal go for?
Not the ones you think.
Can you explain?
Yeah. So, for example, you've got an old woman, see?
Yes.
So you're a criminal, okay? You might think, okay, this old woman is small and weak. She's not going to fight me or give me any trouble. But who's she with?
She's with a dog.
That's right. And the thing about dogs is that they are unpredictable. And the last thing you want if you're a criminal is unpredictability. You have about 5 seconds maximum to commit the crime, and you don't want any surprises, okay? So you leave the old woman.
Right. Is that really the length of time for a street crime?
5 seconds? That's the maximum. Most street crimes take maybe 2 seconds, then it's over.
Wow.
Okay, so let's take someone else. There's a woman talking on a cell phone.
Yes, I see her.
Easy victim or not?
Well, if she's talking on a cell phone, she could tell her friend what's happening, right?
And then what?
The friend calls the police.
And do you think the police are going to get there in 5 seconds?
Well, no.
No. This woman on the phone is a potential victim. The phone doesn't matter. The reason she's a potential victim is that she isn't paying attention to what's happening around her. She isn't looking at other people. She's distracted.
I see.
The same with the tourists looking at the map.
Right.
They're concentrating on the map, not the people around them. This also tells the criminal that these people are lost and don't know what they're doing.
But there are two of them, so maybe a criminal would hesitate.
Maybe, but don't forget, it takes half a second to steal something and run. Okay, what about the man at the ATM?
The guy taking cash out of the bank?
What's he doing wrong?
Well, if it were me, the cash would be in my wallet before I turned around.
That's right. He's basically saying, look at me, I've just taken out lots of money and I'm too stupid to put it in my wallet quickly. He's a criminal's dream. What about the woman in the miniskirt?
Well, she's attractive and, I don't know, she's not exactly big and strong either. Maybe a victim?
But look at her body language. She's confident. She knows where she's going. She's looking straight ahead, and she's probably moving fast. No criminal would go for her.
That's interesting. So body language is pretty important.
It's extremely important. Look at the man in the coat. Big man, probably strong. But what's his body telling us?
He's not focusing.
Yes, that's right. He's looking at his feet. He doesn't know who's around him. Any criminal will think, nice coat, probably a fat wallet in there, full of money, and he's not concentrating. The key for a street criminal is surprise. It doesn't matter who the victim is. If you can surprise them, they have no chance.
The couple leaving the taxi?
Rule number one of the street. If you have anything valuable, don't show it. This man's wearing an expensive watch that everyone can see. The other thing is, people leaving cars are always in a weak position. They aren't standing up properly, and they aren't aware of who else is on the street.